Q&A Episode 3, Top 10 Weight Loss Do's and Don'ts.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Howdy, my beautiful, gorgeous ladies. How are you? I hope you are having a fantastic day. Guess what? We are going to do some question and answers. It's been a few weeks, actually, since we've done this, and I thought, you know what? I need to get back on these question and answers. And remember, please come by and you can submit them to me. You can go to createyournow.com and contact me that way. Or you can also leave me a voicemail, which is really cool. I love it when you guys leave me a voicemail. And you can also simply send me an email at yourbestselfie@createyournow.com. So I would love to hear from you. But today, we are going to talk about the top 10 weight loss do's and don'ts. Now, I'm not sure exactly where you are, but all of us have probably been in an area of our life, especially if we've had a child, where weight loss has been an issue, okay? Because God created us what? To bear children. He did. Now, some of us have not been blessed to be able to physically bear them, but we bear them as in caring for them and nurturing them. That can even cause weight gain, believe it or not, with the stresses and all of that. So wherever you are in your spectrum of motherhood, okay, this really is for you. And I just wanted to highlight some of these questions that kept coming up regarding weight loss. And I thought, okay, we'll take these and I'm just going to call them the top 10. You may have a different top 10. That's fine. But go ahead and send those to me. And we're just going to keep going through question answers because this is really lifestyle strategies. This is real life events for you. And I want to be able to serve you where you're at right now. So today, though, our focus is weight loss. Okay. So this is what we're going to do. Here we go. Our first question comes from an anonymous person, and she writes, should you weigh yourself often? Now, we've had this scale issue before, and I answered it back on, in fact, I think it was our first Q&A, episode 1 that I answered this question, but it came up again, so I thought I would answer it again. Should you weigh yourself often? Well, actually, research says yes. Now, I go a different way because it really depends on the person. If you are inspired by seeing numbers move and shift and you're not one that's, if it doesn't move, you're not going to get depressed, then it's fine. You can go ahead and weigh often. However, if you're one that's like, oh man, I can't stand it when I see it go up 1 pound or 0.5 pounds even, then you need to stay away from it. At most, weigh yourself once a week. And if you really can, put the scale away for 30 days, one whole month. Instead, take your pair of jeans that you like the most, okay? Not yoga pants because they will fit to anything. I can attest to that, okay? But take your best pair of jeans that you love. Make sure they're freshly washed. You haven't worn them like for 3 weeks straight and then they're like fitting awesome. Yes, you know what I'm talking about, right? Okay, so you take those freshly washed pair of jeans and see how they're fitting you. Use that as a gauge. Also, measurements. Measurements do not lie. Okay, so that really can go either direction. Excuse me. Okay, number two, this comes from Christy. Which fats should you eat? Or wait, let's try that again. Which fat should you cut back on to lose weight? Not which ones you should eat, but it's sort of kind of that way. Okay, so which fats should you cut back on? Actually, it's saturated fats you want to cut back on. You want to stay away from those. What you want to focus on are healthy fats, okay? Your healthy fats like olive oil, avocados, fish, okay, or your fish oil. Some of you may even take fish oil supplements. Tofu, for those of you who like tofu, and small amounts of nuts, okay? And I say, I you heard me, small amounts, because you see, if you have an addiction like I do to nuts, literally I can eat a can of cashews or almonds. I love my nuts, okay? So beware of that. When you're doing that, I would really suggest that you measure out some and put it either in a bowl, put away your can, walk away from the area. Otherwise, you may find yourself eating more of that, which nuts are great for you. The thing is they're really higher in calories. And so if you're not expending that amount of energy to actually use up the calories that you're taking in, the nuts are actually being abused, so to speak. And we don't want to abuse our nuts, right? No, we don't. We want to treat them with the utmost respect, especially because I love my nuts. I do. Okay. Anyway, number three, Chris writes in, to help lose weight faster, when do I drink water? I thought, well, every day, all day, okay? But she really was talking here about meals. And you really want to focus your drinking of water before meals. So if you can have a glass of water or two glasses of water before meals, especially this is great to do. This is great to do when you don't drink enough water, okay? If you can come into the habit of drinking a glass of water before having a snack, a glass of water before eating your dinner, okay? Then drinking one during that time and then one afterwards. That's three glasses of water right there. If you eat 3 to 4 times a day, you're going to get in a good amount of water for your body. And I'm talking straight water. I'm not talking iced tea or lemonade or coffee or anything like that. I'm talking straight agua, okay? Straight water. So definitely make sure you drink it before meals. That will help curb your appetite. It'll actually fill you up. So that's a great way to do it. If you're one who just has to be drinking all the time or wanting to eat all the time, it's great to drink. Now, mind you, when you are drinking, as we get older, our bladder kind of shifts a little bit. As we've had more children, we sometimes tend to lose a little bit of control with our bladder. So wherever you are on that spectrum, you may not want to be drinking lots of water after 6 or 7 o'clock at night. So keep that in mind. You may want to start going to ice chips, sucking on those, or drinking your water sparingly. So the majority of your water needs to be completely drank by 6 or 7 o'clock every night. You don't want to be, you know, trying to down 33 ounces of liquid at 9 o'clock at night, just trying to get your water in. Not wise, or you will be up and sleep is important, which we will get to here in just a minute. Okay. Are you still with me? Whew. There's a lot in this, isn't it? Yes. Well, we got to hit these top 10, and I don't want you to be here all day because you have a family, you have your time, you have your spouse time, your significant other time. You have time. You don't need to be spending it all with me, even though I love our time together. Okay. So number five, Tracy writes in, how long does it take to feel full? Ooh, that's a good one. Some of you may not have a full factor, meaning you really never feel full. And then some of you are like, I look at food and I'm full. I wish I had the full factor because then I love food. I don't care what it is. I love food. I enjoy it. I enjoy the fellowship with it. I just enjoy food, period. I think God made it so colorful. So this full factor I can so relate to because I don't have a full factor, but science says that for your mouth, okay, our mouth, when we take it in, we have the receptors there. They're like, this is tasty, but it still has to register from our stomach to our brain that I'm full. I got fed. Okay. That's about 15 to 20 minutes. May vary for you. Could go 25 for you. Okay. So you want to think on average 20 minutes for your body. So that's why sitting down and having a meal together and spending at least 30 minutes together as a family, as a unit, helps. And you know what? We have totally destroyed this even in our schools. We started the elementary school because in the elementary school, one school that my children went to, they actually had a timer. And they had the timer because they only got like 20 or 25 minutes for lunchtime. Very, very, very short period of time, okay? I'm like, come on, we're just asking them to shove down their food. And literally they are. They have the timer on and they have to be quiet, no talking, silence for 10 minutes. That's their eating time. Because what they find is the kids will talk and talk and talk. And then recess, lunch is over and they still have 3/4 of their food still in front of them. So they are basically forced to eat for 10 minutes because it's quiet time. That's eat time. And then after that 10 minute, they're allowed to whisper. Okay, I can see the good and bad in that, but the problem is that 10 minutes of time, we're telling them that they've got to devour their food. So really begin to think about this when you're eating, when you see your kids eating, etc. Just be mindful of it because I think that will change your perspective a little bit and know how your children do lunch at your school because that will also change maybe how you're doing stuff at home, okay? All right, so 15 to 20 minutes to fill full. That's when everything begins to register. Okay, number six. Here we go. Will keeping a food diary really help me? Oh, you know my answer to that is yes. The food diary will definitely help you. Now, there are reasons for that, okay? One, it allows you to track what you ate, okay? Because a lot of us, we don't realize what we're putting in our mouth, okay? It could be those unknown snacks. If your children come home from school and you fix them a peanut butter sandwich and they left a little triangle there, you eat it. And then, oh wait, they had three carrots too, but they only ate two of them, so you had one. Next thing you know, you've already had an entire meal before even fixing dinner, okay? And that wasn't even planned in what you had. So it's really good for tracking exactly what you ate, okay? Also, for those of you who do need to watch your calorie intake, it's an excellent way to keep track of those calories. And there's pluses and minuses to that. I won't go into detail. We'll have another calorie section or episode on that later. Okay, also, you can notice your eating patterns, okay? Maybe it's a certain time of the day that you're eating, that you're craving something, and you never realized it before. But because you're keeping a food diary, you can see, oh, I'm wanting salty foods at this time. I wonder why, okay? You see those patterns. Also, it allows you to recognize and bring clarity to what foods give you energy. Because when we eat, we need it to fuel our body, okay? If you're eating and 15 to 20 minutes, you're getting tired, whatever you ate, you need to be questioning because it's not doing what it's supposed to be doing, right? Because we need to eat, we need to gain energy from it, we need that fuel, and then eventually we eliminate that, right? And it's just that cycle. That's what we do, okay? You can think of it as the E's cubed. Eat, energy, and eliminate, all right? Okay, so take a food diary and keep one. It's really good. I still do that, okay? All right, now, Trisha asked this, what carbs can I eat to lose weight? I love this one. Okay, Trisha, what carbs can you eat to lose weight? Well, not the processed kind, the kind that we all really love, the stuff that's not real. And I come down to this, if God made it, you can eat it. Okay, if God created it, it can go in your mouth. You can have it. Those are your carbs. So fruits, yes. Vegetables, yes. Okay, the natural, quote unquote, there, okay, of what God created us to eat, not the processed foods, not cupcakes, okay, not the crackers. Those aren't good carbs. It's not doing anything. Even your breads, that's not God made, okay? He made the grains for it, but he did not make the bread. It's processed. It has to go through a system. So ultimately, you want to eat your real carbs, your authentic carbs, okay? And that is basically, if you can get them from your fruits and vegetables, that's where you want to get them from, okay? All right, I know you guys don't like me on that question, do you? I know, and it was lucky number seven, too. Okay, number eight, what can I eat with no limitations? Ugh, I want to tell you chocolate. I would love to tell you chocolate. I would love to tell you anything, but guess what? It's plain vegetables. You can have as many plain veggies as you want. If you are a snacker, I'm telling you, prep your food and make sure you have very quick to grab green vegetables at your hand. My personal favorite are cucumbers. Love, love cucumbers. Celery is another great one. Go to, okay? If you like broccoli, now be careful on broccoli. For some people, it can be gas, you know, it can cause gas and bloating. So you have to figure out what works for your body. Hence going back to keeping a food diary. It really helps. That journal for your food is essential. Okay, so plain veggies. That's it, ladies. Sorry. And no, you cannot dip them in chocolate, okay? All right, but there is something good coming around the corner here, okay? Michelle asked this. I love fatty foods. This is so cute. Little heart written too. I love fatty foods. Ice cream, sweets, chocolate. Do I have to get rid of it all? I felt the heart sink when that was written. I was like, oh, yes. I can feel the love and the pain in that all together there, Michelle. As for fatty foods, okay, this is kind of a trick question, and it's very unique to you. If you are an all or none type of person, then my suggestion would be stay away. If you're trying to lose weight, you need to stay away from those because it will increase temptation. You will have tasted it, and you're going to want a little bit more, okay? So if you're an all or none person, I would suggest staying away from it. Now, if you're one that says, oh, I can do a cheat meal and know that this is my time, this is my cheat meal. For some clients I work with, it's like a 3-hour time frame. And I give them, okay, you can eat whatever you want in this 3 hours. And you're like, yes, I can eat everything. Yeah, but you see that full factor kicks in. And then you're like, oh, I can't believe I ate the whole thing. Yeah, you'll have that. So if you want to try that, let me know if you get through a 22-ounce T-bone steak, right, along with the chocolate mousse, et cetera, and the cherry on top. Let me know how that one goes. But yes, you can have a cheat meal, okay, or a cheat time. But the main thing is can you keep it under control? That's my question to you, and only you can answer that. If you're tempted, then I would say you need to stay away and back away from it. Okay? All right. So you can do this, though. I really believe in you. You can do this. You can still have some fatty foods, but you need to be very careful on the ones you have and how much. Okay? My recommendation is 3 bites satisfies you. 3 to 5 bites, max 5 bites. 3 to 5 bites, and I go on 3. I like 3s. I like odd numbers. I imagine that. I have, 3s, 5s, 7s. So stick with the 3. If you do 3 bites, that's going to keep you on the safe side, okay? And kind of like the Trinity lifestyle, 3, very easy to remember. Okay, and the last one, number 10, is brought to us by Deanne. Deanne asks, how important is sleep? Oh my goodness gracious. You know the answer. It's very important. Okay. Everybody's body is different. So wherever you are with your body, you need to figure this out. Again, this journal that we talked about earlier, food journal, you can also keep track of your sleep. And if you have any form of exercise gadgets and gizmos, I like to call them, like your Fitbits, your Garmins, your Jawbones, et cetera. A lot of these will actually sit here and help you with your sleep time. So with sleep, okay, researchers actually say, and believe this or not, but it's true. It's research says that by sleeping 1 hour extra, it will cut your calories by 6%. Okay, so if calories, if you're like, oh man, I'm eating a ton all the time, and a ton, it doesn't have to be a ton, but if you're normally eating 2,500 to 3,000 calories and you're not exercising and you're at a sedentary job sitting at your desk all the time, calories are important because you're not moving enough. You don't have a lot of intentional movement, and that's important. So calories do become an issue there. So that 1 hour of sleep can make or break you sometimes. Also remember, sleep is a time for your body to rebuild and repair itself. If you're exercising or working out, you are tearing down those muscles. And if you're not giving your body time to repair and reheal and rebuild those muscles, then you're kind of going against the grain. And so therefore your body's doing more work, which says it's under stress, which when you're under stress, that increases your cortisol level. When it increases that level, you know what happens. You have weight gain, not weight loss. Woo! Are you exhausted yet? I need a drink of water, okay? How about you? Toasting to a drink of water. Listen, seriously, these are just some top 10 weight loss do's and don'ts. And I want you to think about them as to what works for you. Please send in your questions. I'm here to help you. If you want me to follow up with you, that would be great too. I'm here truly to serve you. Reach out. You know where to find me, createyournow.com. I can't wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, loves, and lots of hugs. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.